Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Shlach, Bnei Yisrael's sin of listening to the Meraglim is so terrible that Hashem tells Moshe at first that he will destroy all of Bnei Yisrael and rebuild the nation from Moshe alone. Hashem changes his mind, so to speak, when Moshe davens to Hashem for forgiveness. Of course, we have to understand what that means, that Hashem changed his plans. Hashem is perfect and doesn't need to change his plans, of course. But be that as it may, Moshe davens to Hashem, and Hashem decides not to destroy Bnei Yisrael. And Moshe's words are so powerful. They are so strong. We say them every time we say Slichos. Moshe says in Perek Yud Dalid Pasuk Yud Tes, Slach na la'avon ha'am hazeh, ki godel chasdecha, v'cha'asher nasasa la'am hazeh m'mitzrayim v'yad heina, please Hashem, pardon the sins of this people according to the greatness of your loving kindness, as you have, Hashem, forgiven this people since they left Mitzrayim all the way till now. That's what Moshe says, and the very next Pasuk Hashem says, Salachti kidvarecha, I have forgiven you just as you say. It's incredible. Hashem forgives Bnei Yisrael. Yes, they were punished. They were not able to go into Eretz Yisrael, but at least the nation will survive. And at least their children will be able to go into Eretz Yisrael. However, we have to ask the following question on this tefillah of Moshe. Back in Sefer Shmos, when Bnei Yisrael sinned at the Chet HaEgel, Hashem also said that he would destroy Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe also davened then very strongly and very powerfully. However, there are some differences between that powerful tefillah and the powerful tefillah that Moshe says in our parsha after Chet HaMeraglim. One of the differences is this. After Chet HaEgel, Moshe asks Hashem to forgive Bnei Yisrael, and Moshe says to Hashem, it's in Sefer Shmos, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Moshe says to Hashem, Zichor li Avraham li Yitzchak li Yisrael avadecha, Hashem, remember your servants, Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, asher nishbata lahem bach, vatdaber alehem, remember Hashem that you swore to them, and you said to them, Arbe es zarachem kichochvei hashamayim, I will make you multiply like the stars of the sky. V'chol ha'aretz hazos asher amarti etein lezarachem v'nachalu leolam. You said, Hashem, you said to them that they would inherit Eretz Yisrael. That's what Moshe said after Chet HaEgel. Moshe invoked zchus avos. He invoked the memory and the zchuyos of the avos. And the very next pasuk, the Torah says that Hashem forgave Bnei Yisrael. They would not be destroyed. So the question is, why after Chet HaEgel did Moshe involve and invoke Zechus Avos, but not in our parsha after Chet HaMeraglim? Moshe davens very powerfully in our parsha too, but no mention of the Avos. Why not? So this question is asked by Rabbeinu Bachya ben Asher, who died in 1340. He asks it in our parsha on Perek Yud Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin, and he says the following beautiful and chilling idea. Rabbeinu Bachya says that Moshe could not mention the Avos because Lefi Sheheim Ata Moasin Ba'aretz shebacharu ba'avos. Moshe could not mention the Avos because the mistake that Bnei Yisrael made in our parsha is that they hated, they rejected Moasin, they were disgusted, Rachman al-Litzlan, they rejected the very land that the Avos chose. Bnei Yisrael can serve the Egel and they can be forgiven. They can complain about the Man and they can be forgiven. They can have 250 of their greatest leaders rebel against Moshe in next week's Parsha and they can be forgiven. But reject the promised land? Reject the land promised to the Avos? That reaches new depths of chutzpah that even Bnei Yisrael hadn't seen yet. All the Avos wanted to do was to go to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to settle in Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to spread the idea of Hashem and monotheism in Eretz Yisrael. This was the land that Hashem promised them, and that's all they wanted. And now their descendants reject that very land? That is not something. That's something that cannot be. So for Moshe to turn around now and say, forgive Bnei Yisrael for rejecting Eretz Yisrael by the zchus of the Avos, who only wanted to inherit that very land, That is something, says Rabbeinu Bachya, that is something that Moshe could not do. And we today have the ability to undo that very sin. We can embrace and inherit the very land that the Avos longed for. And by doing that, we can indeed invoke Zechus Avos, God willing, for that inheritance to succeed. Have an amazing day, everyone!